Here's the Marketplace Index for Monday the 5th. I'm David Brancaccio. This program is about what's driving today's markets and what that says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average went up 78 points, 2/3%. A lot of that fizzled after a published report that some European countries could get their credit ratings dinged. At one point, the Dow was up 164 points. S&P 500 up 12 points, about 1%. NASDAQ Composite Index up 28 points, 1.1%. They called them collectively Merkozy, Merkel of Germany plus Sarkozy of France. Merkozy took the dramatic step today of pushing together for a new European treaty that, if ratified, would pull the Eurozone much closer together. As envisioned, the 2012 version of Europe would have budget police with automatic penalties if a Euro country's budget got out of whack. And even though Europe is only in the planning stages here, the European Central Bank could lower interest rates in anticipation, perhaps this Thursday. Doug Cote is chief market strategist at ING Investment Management.
It's really important to know the three most important players in this: German Chancellor Angela Merkel, ECB President Mario Draghi, and U.S. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner.
I get the importance of Germany's leader, Chancellor Merkel. I get the importance of the chief of the European Central Bank. But Tim Geithner, the U.S. Treasury Secretary, he's a important player here?
He's been behind-the-scenes driver of a lot of this, a la the IMF. The U.S. is one of the biggest lenders to the program. It's not a coincidence that U.S. Treasury Secretary is coming into Europe tomorrow to be a behind-the-scenes participant in these plans. He is critical, and he's been cajoling the European Union for making much tougher decisions, and he is pivotal to this getting done.
Chancellor Merkel was talking about maybe getting this thing ratified by March. This coming March. That's going to be a tall order.
Because they're out of time. Everyone's moving on internet time, marching in line right behind Germany, and they're the ones that can get this done, and it has to happen very quickly. And I believe the market is going to get everything it wants this week.
Doug Cote at ING Investment Management. Can all 27 members of the European Union ratify a new treaty in a matter of months? The Merkozy duo suggested today that all 27 would be nice, but it could be done with just the permission of the 17 countries that use the euro, if it comes to that. Still, the path ahead for Europe is anything but smooth. Key stock indexes fell abruptly from their highs of the day after a Financial Times report hit the wires, saying the ratings agency S&P has warned six top euro countries that their AAA credit ratings might be in jeopardy. Among the countries put on notice, mighty Germany. Time for the Daily Pulse, our offbeat take on the health of the U.S. economy. The Pulse is down today on news that it's going to take longer for that important letter to your lawyer to get where it's going. The U.S. Postal Service said today it's shutting more than half of its 461 processing centers as early as March, meaning first-class mail could take 2 or 3 days rather than the current 1 to 3 days. The cuts are supposed to save about $3 billion and help the post office stay alive. The USPS is on the hook for $5.5 billion in retiree health benefits. Shutting down the processing center will cost 28,000 people their jobs. The post office currently has 575,000 workers, and it's the second largest civilian employer in the country, just after Walmart. For more on the fate of the PO and how we're monitoring the pulse of the economy, go to marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Index on APM, American Public Media.